today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just saying to Alexa, my partner really means, like, it's not, it's so sterile, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's very, so very, sterile. What about saying, hey, make my boyfriend,
even my lover,
girlfriend, my
Alexa,
lover,
something. Make my lover moan with ecstasy.
I think this guy's partner is himself.
I do, too. I think it's very possible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Alexa, get on the Wi-Fi. Alexa, get off the Wi-Fi. On,
Alexa!
Off, on, off!
Stay in me, boom.
Oh, no!
Mike, I have like four lines. Like, they never, you know, they never give the women any lines in radio, as we know, right? So, like,
right,
I'm just...
Exactly, it's terrible.
I know. Don't even get me started. Radio, me too. But anyhow...
Andrea, I'm trying to cut through this right now. You're in your own apartment and you got a tent over your head. What the hell for?
Well, we all think you're off in the tent. Oh.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Hi there.
Happy Monday.
All right, I have to do this at the beginning of the show. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you with us. Everything sound okay?
Everything
all right?
Sounds
100%. And you look great.
Delight. Well, no, I don't. That's the for purpose of explanation here.
All right, let me say your video signal is strong. Is that more accurate?
Thank you very much. I have to explain that I have a situation up here. I am normally a... By the way, look at this hat. Check out this hat.
Ah, 2018 Stanley Cup champions, your Washington Capitals.
Thank you, Fried, for sending me the hat. And you know what? It's one thing to go out and buy a hat, which I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have bought this on my own because I just don't do that. I just feel like that's a fair weather fan move. It's just a, you know, it's like you... But the fact that it was gifted to me by someone who loved the Washington Capitals so very, very much, Fried, you made it possible for me to have this hat, and I wear it with pride, but I normally am not a hat wearer on the show.
Right.
But we have a problem in the O'Mara household that we have had since Friday, and I'm not exactly what I would call squeaky clean doing the show today. I am unshowered doing the show. Now, I could shower today if I chose to, but I don't like to take ice cold showers. We have been in the O'Mara household free of hot water for, we are going into our third full day of no hot water.
Oh my, now, is the heater totally just busted?
I crawled down into the crawl space to figure out what was going on. We have oil heat in this house in Maine. This is not an 1800s farmhouse. This is this house has been around for, I think it's 20 years old. So this is a modern house.
But they still chose to go with oil.
Well, I went downstairs into the crawl space, which is lots of fun for me anyway, to bend from the waist and not be able to stand up straight.
It's part of the PT for the hips, right?
Yeah, you put your head between the joists,
beams
that with spiders and little. I'm not trying
to
line.
Do you like spiders and snakes?
I'm trying to put my head between the beams where there's spider webs in between, so I can stand and straighten the back out. If I keep bent from the waist for that long of amount of time, it kind of hurts my back a little bit. So I'm in there, and there's a big blue. It's like a big blue bubble in one corner.
Oh,
the tank. There's a big blue tank in one corner.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's a bigger one, which I assume is the water heater.
Well, I think the big blue tank is probably your pump.
I think that's the pump getting the water out of the well.
Yes.
And then the big bigger blue pump in the on the other side is the hot water heater, I believe. But that doesn't look like the hot water heater I have in other houses I've been in. So I'm looking at this, and then there's a giant oil tank, and then connected to the giant oil tank is like a square box, and then there are wires going here, and there are pipes, and there's a machine that's going
Ooh.
But there's no hot water. And I'm not able to even remotely decipher what the problem is, because I think the oil bone is connected to the electric bone, and the electric bone's connected to the...
Is it an electric water heater?
I don't know.
Because do you have any gas appliances up there?
Yeah.
But so, maybe his pilot light's out.
No, we've got another tank out in the backyard, which is a propane tank that I think feeds the kitchen stove.
Right.
Yeah, it's a different setup in Maine.
The gas could also be feeding the hot water heater, because we have a gas water heater at home.
Yeah, I don't think it is, though. I think that the fuel to heat the water is oil.
Oil.
Okay.
I've lived in a home with a similar basement in Glover Park when I lived in a group house. And
a lot of wires going here and there. I believe it's electric basement, oil combination.
Did it look like it was possible? Up to code?
Now that could work.
It looks relatively modern. It looks okay.
Also weird when you have a truck that comes around and delivers the oil.
Yeah, like once or twice a year.
Yeah,
we got a guy, Alan. Alan put the shower in here a year ago, and Alan is,
I remember him.
Alan's a very nice man, and came out late in the day. Oh, did I mention we had our first real date night, our first babysitter on Friday night, nice. And we were going to go out at 5 o'clock, and we were going to actually, we eat dinner still at toddler time, but we were going to go out afterwards and do a little pub crawl. Me and the missus were going to go like three different joints, starting far away and then getting right next to our house by the time we got back home. It was going to be a little pub crawl. We were going to do 3 hours, get back by 8:30, and then that was going to be it. So we were really looking forward to date night, but it became apparent very quickly when Mr. O'Meara was the last person to use the hot water. Mine died while I was in the shower on Friday.
How sudden of a change was it?
It was gradual. It was gradual enough where I just started shampooing really busily and doing that. And then Mrs. O'Meara was, I said, I think we may be out of hot water. And she, she became aware of that. I said, but we were so low key about it at that point that we didn't think about it until it was time for her shower. I said, you might want to check that. So she said, yeah, you're right. I don't have any hot water. We call the guy, Alan. Alan, on his Friday night, comes out to our house like 6:30.
It's amazing service.
Concierge.
And at this point, we have moved our date night onto our back patio. And the
babysitter, that's a nice date.
We have not sent the babysitter away. We have let the babysitter come, because the babysitter, who is this 18-year-old kid, just turned 18, he's making a little mad money for college when he goes to his freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And what he does is he chases my son around the yard, plays with his Nerf gun, does all this stuff. So it's more than a babysitter. So, this will be fun for Michael.
Right.
He's running your son, literally.
That's what this kid does. Yes. And so it's great.
It's like taking your son to the dog park. You're wearing him out.
Mrs. O'Meara and I sit on the patio, and we let it go. And by the way, I have I'm like incorporating every element of my show prep into the first 5 minutes of this show.
That's good.
I have actually run out when we realized the guy's going to be an hour and a half getting to the house. I've run out to the liquor store, actually the grocery store, to buy booze, because we'll bring the party home to us. And in the grocery store, I find a premixed Jose Cuervo margarita.
Ooh,
and it's a little nicer than your average margarita mix. It's not mixed. It's the whole thing. They got the triple sec. They got the Grand Marnier. They got the tequila. And it's a big, tall bottle. And I said, I'll bring this home to Mrs. O'Meara. And she says, oh, I'm not really in the mood for that. I said, well, there, more for me. So I begin to margarita it.
That's great. And, you know, a lot of people, you need to know this, because if you live in a state like Virginia that controls alcoholic beverages very tightly, you go to Maine, there's a liquor aisle in the grocery store. It's the most marvelous thing. It's like potato chips, paper cups, ketchup, booze. It's the greatest thing ever. It stopped me in my tracks. I'd never seen such a thing.
Now, there is a vodka replacement. This is primarily a vodka replacement mission. We don't drink a lot of vodka in the O'Meara household, but the vodka
VRM?
Carla does not claim responsibility for, I don't know how this half gallon of vodka got onto my bar, but this stuff is, my mom used to, God rest her soul, used to drink pop-off vodka.
Yes.
I didn't think there was a cheaper, nastier ass vodka than this, but the stuff that's in this plastic bottle is nasty. It's so nasty, I don't want it sitting on the bar. It embarrasses me. She said, well, nobody's going to care. I said, I'm going to care.
Is it Bowman's?
It's not Bowman's, because you have Bowman's in Virginia. I think that's regional.
Yeah.
This one, I have no idea. I'll bring it on. I'll bring it in. stop
hey!
It. Turn that off.
I thought you were going into a number.
It's Bowman's.
Yeah, you know what I'll do?
I was excited.
I'll bring it in. I'll bring it in tomorrow for show and tell. I'll show you the vodka because it's still sitting there. We haven't gotten rid of it. I'm thinking about using it for rust removal or something. I always wonder,
when you think about the cheap vodkas that come in plastic bottles, I always wonder why the plastic bottle doesn't dissolve. I would think the cheaper the vodka, the more important.
That's actually a great question.
It would be more important to have it in glass.
Well, I did that, and then I got I actually stocked the bar, which was long overdue.
That's a fun
trip.
It.
So
that's
if somebody comes by, I say, "What can I get you? Oh, I'll have a bourbon. I'll have a scotch. I'll have a vodka." I stocked it with small bottles on our little bar, and then I got the ice out and poured the Cuervo margarita, pre-made margarita, and you know what? Not too bad. The only thing that I was concerned about. After Alan arrived and went down into the crawl space and began to work on the hot water heater, was I said, you know, I just don't think because it's pre-made, I really don't think it's got much of a kick to it.
Oh boy!
And so, because I had one, and I'm like, I just, you know,
not feeling it.
I feel like I'm drinking lemonade, so I poured myself another one. And about halfway through the second one, I said to my wife, I said, I don't feel like I'm drinking lemonade anymore. So was at the end of the second one when Alan came out and said, "Oh, well, you got this Pat down there that doesn't. This Pat doesn't seem. Oh, I've never seen it. I'm not sure, but unfortunately, I can't fix it now. We're gonna get to it on Monday, and I will call on Monday morning, and I'll let you know what the deal is with the Pat, and we're gonna get that there. And Alan's such a sweetheart, and I love him so much that. And I've got two margaritas under my belt, and I look at him like, Carla's going, oh." God. And I'm going, no problem, Alan. No problem at all. No problem at all. And Alan's off. So we are still, as we speak right now, sans hot water in the O'Meara household. Mm-mm. And I'll tell you something. Looking at this jerry-rigged wire drape thing, the only thing when I was in the crawl space that I was thinking about was not even hot water. I was thinking about fear of explosion. I was smelling oil, and the one I had the presence of mind to shut the electric part off because it seems like it was running, but nothing was really happening.
Yeah, because all I could think of is perhaps, you know, electric meaning sparks and arcs, and then gas, and then boom.
Here's what I understand that it has to the electricity is there to provide a fan, I believe.
Okay,
and then the electricity also, I believe, lights the pilot light to get this heater thing. I don't know. You can tell I don't know.
No. And what's the prognosis?
The prognosis is Alan. the prognosis is Alan. Which means I will be waiting probably for a chunk of today.
Any word from him yet?
No, but in the meantime. To the rescue, who do you think always comes to our rescue up here?
Zach. Here.
No, it's not Zach.
Zach Attack.
No, I have a sister that lives up here.
Oh, of course. Kathy.
And she has an outdoor shower, but much like I am not eager to take a potty in a public restroom, I'm not eager to shower at someone else's domicile. Not my cup of tea. I like to shower in my own space.
And if you're outside, an outside shower always feel like you're like a squatter. Like he just showed up and you're stealing it. Yeah.
Now, with that said, there is every possibility that I will venture over today at a time like probably around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm reasonably certain that they've begun their day.
Yeah, they're out and about.
Might not be hanging out, that I might go over there with my bathing suit and just, you know, and a t-shirt and a towel and my shampoo and I'll just do my thing.
You're back. I dread this as well. Whenever I feel like the little brother,
yeah.
Now that we're all adults with my siblings,
right.
When that happens, much like what's happening to Mike right now, that is the most dreadful feeling because you're like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now they're bailing me out again because I didn't buy a house near them. I bought a house up here.
Yeah.
And of course, this is going bad and everything works for them and it doesn't for me.
Yeah. She has an extra shower.
Brand new.
You have, Mike, you have no showers and she has an extra one.
She has an extra one outside.
Yeah, it's too many. So, I have too many showers. Use one of mine.
The rabble doesn't need to come inside the house. And, you know, and so, and by the way,
how are you doing with pans and plates and dishes? I mean, are they stacking up too?
You know, we're washing them in cold water.
Okay, that's you it. Can do
and,
that.
You
yeah,
know, I brush my teeth with cold water, and I could have shaved, but I chose not to.
Right.
You know, cold showers.
I think if we don't have a hot shower by tomorrow, and I decide not to use my sister's shower, I think I could probably come on the show and just go, "What would you do if you sang out of tune?" I think I might look like that tomorrow. I'll look like Joe Cocker.
Latter day Joe Cocker.
Right.
Cold exactly. showers are now a big fad for not just millennials, but CEOs.
That and you're supposed to, that it really sets you up for the day.
Yes.
And you're supposed to feel really
also
good.
Also, some of these gurus online say that a cold shower will remind you how fortunate you are to have hot water.
I read that the go-to now is to take a normal hot shower, but then finish cold. Like finish with like a cold snap.
Yeah, but these guys say that while they can afford probably more than we can ever afford in our lifetime,
right.
They take the cold shower to remind themselves how fortunate they are to have the hot water. So you could pull that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
Let's bury that.
I'm not going to do that. I don't really think that's what I want to do. And you know, and it is what it is. It's kind of rustic up here anyway. And so what the heck? You know, I got electricity. That's why I'm able to talk
How
to you.
How many days can you go without a shower comfortably?
Why don't we do that experiment? I would say that by tomorrow morning, if I go, I'm not saying that I'm going to play this game for purposes of the show. But I might I think by midday tomorrow, I might feel a little, that would be, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That would be almost 4 days. And that would be a little bit, gaming. Okay. I don't need the woof.
No, four days is just a long time. Because I remember
it is a long time.
When we lost our water heater, like in 2009, we actually got an install and it failed again. So we went like 5 days. So I had to drive over to my mom to get a shower at her place because I remember that's when I had the longer hair and it got so
Ew.
Shiny.
Ew.
It was really bad. Not
See,
great.
Hair. I don't have a lot of hair. So, yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, and Oscar.
But you have more than enough hair.
That's why I have more than enough hair down there. I got it here.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not sure. I don't know what. I'm not right now.
Do you
now,
miss the shower?
Right now, I'm not sweating it that much.
Okay, then doesn't miss it yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sweating because it's cool up here. It's not ridiculously warm.
Not
it's not crazy. It's a little overcast. We had a little rain. It's about upper 60s,
Nature
low
shower.
70s. Nature shower, yes, sir. Or perhaps bathe in the bay. Now, that's the one thing. I won't get in that skanky salt water. That'll
oh, yeah. And
nasty.
It's but you're talking about cold.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Clears your complexion.
It should be fine. It
tightens the pores, Mike. Tightens the pores.
I I'm taking medications now that prevent me from being really upset about stuff like that. That's it.
Can you send some down?
Yeah, I'll send you a
Please.
Box. I'll send
a box.
Yes. Yeah. A care package and full of quiz.
Everything's going to be A-okay. And,
Life is good.
And my review on the pre-mixed margarita mix is I give it a good solid 8.
Really?
8 out of 10?
Yeah. Because
as
by
good
the time,
as anything you could mix up?
No, of course not.
Okay.
In fact, I would say for the raging alcoholics in our listening audience, if you are going to purchase that product, if you're going to get yourself a pre-mixed drinky poo, you know, buy the booze that's its base. So, for example, if you're getting a pre-mixed margarita, get yourself a bottle of tequila just to give it a little more ink.
Yeah.
That's what I would
do. Yeah, kiss it. Just kiss it.
As a matter of fact, I could use it as a mix. That's what kind of lush that I am. I could pour a shot over ice, and then here's my mixer, which is actually a real margarita.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to try that, maybe. In fact, I might try it before the show's over, based on how my Monday's going. I might actually...
It's a grand idea.
I might actually try
it. If anyone gives you any grief about it, Mike, just say, I'm offsetting the ice.
It's 5 o'clock
I'm just offsetting the ice.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like, but what's that smell? Oh, it's me. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on Thrills of the Mike O'Hara.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You wear too much eye makeup. My sister wears too much. People think she's a whore. You don't want to talk about your problem?
With you, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yourself. All right. You want to know what's wrong?
I know what's wrong. Just want to hear you say it.
In a nutshell, I hate my brother. How's that?
That's cool. Did you blow him away or something?
No, not yet. See, I went home to confirm that the shithead was ditching school, and when I was there, a guy broke into the house. I called the cops, and they picked me up for making a phony phone call.
What do you care if your brother ditches school?
Why should he get to ditch when everybody else has to go?
You could ditch.
Yeah, I'd get caught.
So you're pissed off because he ditches and doesn't get caught, is that it?
Basically.
Basically. And your problem is you.
Excuse me?
Excuse you. You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself, a little less time worrying about what your brother does. That's just an opinion.
Mm. What, are you a psychiatrist?
No.
Why don't you keep your opinions to yourself?
Somebody you should talk to.
If you say Ferris Bueller, you lose a testicle.
Oh, you know him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Washington, D.C. studios of the Podcast Village. I love the fact that we're on the air on Monday because now I can feel clean. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, I don't know what that meant, or TMOS, it's known to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a brand-new sponsor, and I'm not kidding you. I rave about sponsors sometimes. Yes. There is a new love in my life. It's called Liquid IV. Let me have this one, boys. I love this product. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that I got three boxes of Liquid IV that I am already almost completely done with. I love this so much. This stuff is so delicious. It is so good for you. Let me tell you all about it. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I am not kidding you. It works. It's great. It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. And I feel fantastic now that I've been drinking it. Hydration is the key to feeling your best. I really feel as though I have been personally hydration challenged for most of my life. I don't like water. I talk about it all the time. Listen, this stuff, Liquid IV, is vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV donates 1 serving to people in need for every order placed. It gets better and better and better. Whether you are an everyday athlete, a traveler, a social butterfly that needs a little help bouncing back from the night before, you're going to love the convenient, delicious hydration of Liquid IV. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. I want this sponsor forever.
I love it.
Because I'm going to buy new product today. I am, at the conclusion of the show, I am buying myself a year's supply of Liquid IV. It's fantastic. And you save 20% off anything you order at Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings. Do this. You will not regret it.
Love
I am
it.
Telling you that. And start getting better hydration. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS. The flavor I had, they have lemon, lemon lime, lemonade. They've got acai, berry.
And passion fruit.
Passion fruit that's fantastic.
Love the passion fruit.
It is absolutely incredible, and you're going to love it, too. It really does hydrate you, and I'm drinking it. Well, there it is. That's how much I have left in today's show.
Perfect.
We had a little show prep today.
Nice.
Fun before the show.
You know what's great about it is it's travelable. They're little packets, so you can bring them with you when you travel, so you buy a bottle of water on the go. You just add it, and you're ready to go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday, everybody. We have big news in the land of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our boy, Mr. Rob Spiewak, do you have any Hollywood music? Do you have any Hollywood
showbiz
music at all?
Music? Yeah, of course.
Because showbiz music, I don't know enough about this, and I want to find out. All I know is that Rob Spiewak is traveling to New York this week. He will be off the show for two days, and he will be traveling to New York City where he will have a role in the HBO television series Oz.
No, no, it's not Oz. Silly. It's Crashing.
What is Crashing? Crashing. What, the computer, like before the show, did Pony touch it?
This is a show about Matt Bloom. No, it's not. Crashing,
it's Crashing. It's the show about Rob Spiewak and Matt Bloom and their technical prowess in bringing the us the Michael Maris. It's a show called Crashing.
That would be Crashed, actually. This is still in the current. It's Crashing. It's created by Pete Holmes and Judd Apatow, and it's about stand-up comic.
Those are big players.
It's about stand-up comic Pete Holmes trying to break into being a stand-up comic.
Fantastic program.
It is really, really great. And the thing is, I was watching some research and some behind-the-scenes stuff. He actually uses his material from when he was breaking into showbiz. So in these early episodes, he's not a good stand-up. And he does this on purpose. But he goes.
When is the show on? When is the show on television?
It is on HBO. I watched it on demand.
Yeah,
it
usually Sunday nights. Sunday nights HBO.
And they've Sunday actually nights. Upped it for yeah. a third season. There's two seasons in the on demand right now.
All right. So how did you come about getting on the show Crash?
I sort of backed into it. I got very lucky. I was out at Podcast Village. You know Sarah Fraser, who does Hey Frage, the podcast here on mm-hmm. Mondays and Wednesdays. She comes out and she says, Rob.
I said, S-O-H-L. Story of his life.
So she comes
backed
out,
into it, ladies and gentlemen.
She right, comes out and she good. Says, I got an offer to audition for this show Crashing from HBO. They're looking for radio talent outside of the New York market.
How did she get the offer?
That I don't know. I think it's because she is ultimately very connected.
You did? Okay, you're engaged.
Yes.
You care about things like that. God, he wouldn't ask. Jesus. You don't how did she get the offer?
So we've all had great opportunities in our life, whether it be in show business or the world of business.
I haven't had one in a couple of years, to be perfectly honest.
I think if you took your one great opportunity, one great run, and stacked it against what we've had,
I
and
understand.
Most people had, well,
yeah, I
understand. You'd trouble
us. But you know, I'm ready. I'm you know what?
Yes.
I'm ready for a third act.
Yes,
I am ready for a third act. Is what I'm
so
ready
it,
for.
It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Sarah Fraser. And
yeah,
when she
she's
was
wonderful,
when she was on the radio, and she's currently on Fox 5 as well. She apparently had a good and a wonderful connection with her listeners. And one of the listeners, it looks like, that used to listen to her on the radio, when in a production meeting, asked, does anybody know the perfect fit for this role, which is a young, essentially talk show host,
news
right?
Girl,
a
news girl on a radio
sidekick,
station.
Yes,
yeah.
That's attractive. One of the PAs on the job said, I know somebody in DC. Let me see if I can reach out. That's how she was connected.
Wow. And then how did you get connected?
So she was emailed the sides, as they say in television. And it was
which is the script?
The script, yeah.
Okay.
And then it was it's a short scene, but a very good and funny scene where Pete Holmes is brought in to promote a gig at a radio station in Savannah at KBBL, the Rock of Savannah. And the role is for Sarah was reading for Cindy, the news girl. But then it also says also there is disc jockey Lester, parenthesis 50. And so she says, Rob, can you play a 50-year-old disc jockey? I said, can I? But I really just thought I was going to be like doing a scene read with her so she could get the role.
I saw the way they were meandering around here, Mike. And by meandering, I mean just looking. They were going to shoot it. This is, I guess, my pride outside of just being happy for you is they were going to shoot on an iPhone and just send it up to New York and see how it looked, right?
Right.
And Shannon was here and she said, well, we've got these broadcast quality pan-tilt zoom cameras. Why don't you use those instead of on an iPhone? So she set them up in the studio, taped it for them, and then they sent that to HBO.
And Shannon actually read the role of Pete Holmes. And she
whose idea was it to get the good cameras?
Shannon's.
Okay. Anyway.
Why the dramatic pause?
No, it's
the extra effort.
You ever know how lucky you are, Rob? Do you
I
ever know how
I
lucky
count my,
you are?
Yes,
that
I count my stars
help
every
you
day.
All the time when
yes.
you don't help yourself.
I was very surprised.
Jesus Christ. All right, so tell me what happened after that.
So we did it. It worked out good. We did a few. I think we probably did like seven. We did about 7 or 8 takes. We chose the best one, which was, as always, the last one. And Sarah set it up to New York.
Yeah.
And then that night, she sent me an email saying that she was in for consideration, but they'd also like to submit me. Would I be interested in the role of Lester? I said,
and then you both got the roles?
Absolutely. And then Friday night at about 9:30, they said they had to send it to the producers for final approval. But Friday night is when we got the notion that we got the roles. Yeah.
How long a scene is this?
It is like 3 or 4 pages. I get to read a commercial for Dr. Scholl's foot powder. I get to do some really jive DJ questions and then read his plug. And then what happens is the comic that's running around with Pete Holmes comes in and yells at the disc jockey because he says, this is why you bring in comedians, because you don't have the ability to be funny at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I get to stand there and look really stupid. So it's such a great, really just a disc jockey role of a 50-year-old guy who's probably been in every middle market. And is, you know, loves bringing in comics to have on his show. And then Sarah plays the news girl who's flirty and much younger and flirty with Pete Holmes, which is a good dynamic as well.
Oh, that's it. So when do you go?
This is cool. We'll do the show tomorrow, and then mm-hmm. I'm on a train to New York. I actually got a call over the weekend. I have to be in Brooklyn tomorrow afternoon, dinner time, for a fitting for my wardrobe. They wanted all my sizes and everything, which is just the weirdest when they call you and say, hi, we're calling from wardrobe from crashing. They said, your hat size. I said, on the form, it asks for my glove size. I don't think I'm going to be wearing gloves. They said, we don't need glove size. So I didn't have to know my glove size.
What did they say you had to be fitted for?
My wardrobe for the costume for the show.
No, what are they going to wear?
No.
You just said your wardrobe, you moron.
No.
I'm trying to ask you when.
Questions of all my sizes and my weight and height, and I was truthful. And then they said, is there any brand of clothing that you like or fits you especially well?
Do you think you'll get to keep it?
I would doubt that, but just
all right,
in case.
I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
All right, this is what I'm gonna ask of you.
Okay.
Right, when you go up there, you go against all your inner self. Be inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
Ask lots of questions. Think in terms of just really, really being a sponge, trying to get knowledge. Do everything that you don't do.
Okay.
Go up there and really, because we're going to have tons of questions.
Yeah.
Like, who's the producer? What's this? What's going on? And try to get that spongy, because I'd love to have you regurgitate some of this. We're not going to bother you. I'm not going to bother you at all. On
during
the
that
2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
no, I would hope
night,
that I would then, hope they'll be able to phone in maybe from the set when we're doing it.
If you choose, but don't.
I'd love
you know,
to.
But enjoy the experience.
There's a lot of exciting stuff.
Hear all about it on when are you going to be gone? Tuesday and Wednesday.
And I'll be back. I'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday. I'll leave after the show on Tuesday.
Friday,
back on Friday. Yeah.
Okay. And are we bringing in Oscar the people?
Yes.
Okay.
People.
All right. We're auditioning people.
Yeah.
While you're gone.
Yeah. The show's called Producing. Not Crashing.
Ah, I see. I thought it would be called Crashing and Burning.
No.
Normally, if Rob wasn't here, we'd bring in Sarah Fraser, but we can't do that now. So,
no, we have a plethora of pinatas to choose from, Mike.
So your 3 pages, they're going to pick one of those days to shoot
we
it?
We shoot on Wednesday. Yeah, we shoot on Wednesday.
Well, why aren't you coming back on Thursday?
Because I think there's a shot that it might go late. If I can get out of town on Wednesday, I'm absolutely going to do it.
Whoa, what do you mean? Shooting on Wednesday.
They said that it was... Come up on Tuesday, fitting, shooting on Wednesday, sending you home on Thursday. That was their schedule. If I can get out of
then
there on Wednesday.
You're back on Thursday. Wednesday night.
If I can get out on Wednesday, I'm going to do that.
You're such
these
a conjurer.
Shots can go.
I'm not a conjurer.
These shots
at all.
Can go a little
you said
late.
Wednesday and Thursday. We'll expect you back on Thursday.
Okay, and I expect to be here as well.
You know, there's a train that gets here really early.
Yes, I know.
Like super late.
Yeah.
Like super late.
Yeah.
So I'll be on it. I'll be on that train.
I've been on that train. A lot of people with suits on that train, the commute. Every day, yes.
I've been on that train a lot,
yes.
Too. Yeah. Are they paying for your train?
Yes, they are. They're paying for train and hotel and ground transport.
Do you know
everything.
Where you're staying?
I don't. I will get that information
Did
today.
Did you ask?
I will get that information today.
Sarah is actually here. Sarah Fraser is here already because she's recording her show after this.
Oh, is she on
she's
campus?
She's on campus. We can grab
Bring her in
she
after this break. Let's take a break and we will come in and we'll try to find some information.
I take a deep dive.
Yeah, let's take a deep dive and find out what's going on.
And the schedule.
The scheduling is key.
Yeah, we'll know a schedule too. We'll get a clearer understanding of that.
I'll be back Saturday.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, God.
Papa, how I love you.
Oh! Paulie. In my neighborhood in Brooklyn, everything's about respect, especially to your papa. You gave no lip, you did your chores. Just like the Michael Mara Show, us P1s come to respect a great man who gives us his all. And all he asks from us is to buy the TMOS bonus show. So go to the Michael Mara Show website and purchase it today. We love you, Papa. Back to you.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. One of the hardest things about working out is that it's inconvenient. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. This is the company behind P90X Insanity, 21-Day Fix, T25 Brazil Butt Lift.
Yeah!
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 Get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean,
an
AU, Tony Horton, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese.
Yes.
Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio, yoga, even dance workouts that you can access on any smart device. And the best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. Join over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand. I know that Oscar loves it. I really want you. Did you want to say something about Beachbody On Demand?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, it's easy to forget about certain apps on your phone. It's not easy to forget about Beachbody, because Beachbody lets you do what you need to do even when you don't have time. It's on-demand personal training. It's absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better inside and out. I promise our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand. Did we get Hey Fraze?
She's here.
Mike, I'm back. God.
You know, I hate the fact that we bring a guest in and I've got 4 miles of table space and I can't see our guest, but I'll have to deal with that because I'm a professional.
How does that happen? I know. I want to see you.
File it under the way we roll.
Yes.
I can see you, Mike, though. You look great. I love
your
chance.
No, I don't, Sarah. I don't look great. I look like crap. I don't have any hot water in Maine. That's why I look like crap today.
Well,
it's
compared to Oscar, you are exponentially hotter.
Much better.
Yes.
Remember, she hates the haircut. You.
And now you're going to New York City to have a role on this show.
Oh, my God.
Crashing.
Crashing.
Nurse crashing.
All right, nurse crashing.
We were trying to get some details from Rob. We got nothing.
What? I don't know. I guess, are we allowed to say anything?
I've said plenty about the script. I just, the travel arrangements.
That's probably the one thing you can't say.
Oh, my God. Mike, how mad at me are you going to be? You're going to trash me like Teapot Tim. If he ends up, if Rob ends up becoming an actor, you're going to be so angry with me.
No, he might not. Actually, if Rob gets a role and has to leave us, it's just the way
we celebrate other people's good fortune.
It's God's great plan.
Yes.
Nothing would make Rob happier now.
I have to tell
you, Rob is doing a miserable job on the podcast. I'm not talking about the actual broadcasting part. I'm talking about the behind the scenes part. You've been a witness to that. It's been a little frustrating.
The details.
Him and for us and for us.
Sarah.
And for everybody.
You know what? Maybe they would have a role for Pony as well.
What is it like to...
Doubtful.
To be on the brink of being an HBO star.
I mean, I do kind of think there could be a spinoff.
Oh, I absolutely see it.
Rob and I are playing these characters, Lester and Cindy, okay? Mm-hmm. And we are playing a South Carolina morning show. And the guy is supposed to be in his 50s, like your typical radio guy.
Yeah.
And I am supposed to be 25. Now, I'm a little over 30. How do you think my Botox is holding up?
You're gonna play 25 like crazy. Like crazy. 25 for days.
Wow.
You are so lying. You're like, I asked everyone here in the office if I look 25, and people were like, you jerks.
We're going to need a rewrite.
What are the details? What are the experience you're going through? Rob said you wardrobe contacted you. You're traveling up there. Before we get to all the kind of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
What are the details for the actual recording of the program?
The filming.
Very good. Yes.
We don't really know yet. We're supposed to record with Pete Holmes, who is like a big freaking deal.
Big deal.
We are supposed to sit down They're going to go action. Pete Holmes walks in, and then Lester and Cindy. Like, it's going to be crazy. I'm actually nervous.
I am too. I am too, but in a good way. But it's not anything that I haven't been, you know, a jive disc jockey before.
Work it out.
Piece of cake. But it
the
is.
The natural role.
But the weird thing is that I have never done anything on television that's scripted before. Never. So it's going to just be a weird, weird experience.
And Mike, I have like four lines. Like, they never, you know, they never give the women any lines in radio, as we know, right? So like,
right,
I'm just.
Exactly. It's terrible.
I know. Don't even get me started. Radio, me too. But anyhow.
Constant misogyny.
Constant. I don't know how I've survived. Right. Rob has so many lines, though, Mike. It's crazy.
Have you started really? Memorizing them?
Yes. Like, seriously?
Does he really?
Yes. Yes.
How many
I'm
pages?
I'm so jealous, Sarah. I'm so goddamn
jealous. Well,
you
can't play 50, Mike. Let's be honest.
I know. I'd have to play 70.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
you could play the grizzled. You could be the grizzled station manager.
Why don't you just keep a button in it? Thank you.
You wouldn't. No, come on. You're living the life. Rob, you wouldn't want to go from Maine to New York.
Rob's also he's playing.
So Pete Holmes is the star of the show.
He's the star.
Yes. Oh yeah.
This is a main scene.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. This is a. Yeah. I'm actually nervous.
I am too.
How many lines have you memorized already?
Oh, memorized? I know the entire structure of the scene. The hardest thing is that there is a spot within it.
Yes.
That will be a little tricky to memorize, but they
what
also
you mean
said,
you know the entire structure.
I mean, I know exactly.
Have you memorized your lines yet?
A lot, some of them, but they haven't given us the finalized script. They said the script is liable to be changed. Not much, but we will send you the final.
How many lines does Rob have, Sarah?
I couldn't even count. Like, seriously, 75?
No.
Okay, 50?
No, I think
you
like maybe
have like a lot,
like
though.
20 maybe. 20 lines total, maybe.
I saw
it's a real part.
Yeah.
Something I've always dreamed about.
The audition.
Wow.
The audition video when they were playing in the back, I was like, "Damn. Lester's really a chatty Cathy. He's got a lot to say in that role."
What they're doing is they're explaining the fact that he talks too much while there is a star in with him.
Yes.
He's sort of, you know, overbearing.
He makes completely. It all about him and not the guest.
Mm-hmm. And then
I was going to say
the best thing is when after Pete does his shtick and the mics go off, I get to take off my headphones and go, "Hey, Pete, funny stuff."
They loved that line, too.
I love it. I do.
Rob says that you're going up for wardrobe tomorrow evening.
Yes.
And then you're taping on Wednesday, and then they're sending you home on Thursday.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Because we're going out and doing like Coke and drinking all night with Pete Holmes and the HBO.
I love blow.
Big win.
And you get the best blow in the city.
I don't even care that you're a dad. Like, you're pretending you're single. Like, we're going out.
Wow. So you're going out Wednesday night.
Hell yeah. We're going to hang out on that set and linger until people are
but Rob's going to have to leave Wednesday night because he's got to be back here for
the show. Yeah, he's got to work,
you'll have
Sarah.
To do the blow for me.
Yes.
No problem.
Can you do
Oscar,
that?
Would you like to explain why Rob's got to be back? Would you like to be explain to Sarah
Rob
why Rob's got to be back on Thursday?
Rob has responsibilities, and he tried to take an extra day because he's a Hollywood star.
I never did.
And he wasn't clear with us. He said, "There might be an outside chance I can get here Thursday." He just took it off without even saying, "Hey, maybe not. Hey, we'll just
punt." I go to work too. So what? We'll get on the 4 a.m. totally coked up.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Get on the 4 a.m. Get here by 6.
Yes.
You're good to go.
No, I want to leave Wednesday night. I want to leave Wednesday night.
Wow.
Why didn't you offer that initially?
Because I didn't know how it's going to fall out. I haven't even had the stuff dropped in my lap yet.
Who are you, Buzz Burbank? Hey. Ask for details.
You know what? Of all the things that we've said today, that's the thing that stings the most.
Most painful. Yeah.
And trust me, there's been some stinging.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know it was 2 days. I thought it was a day. I thought it was a day of shooting.
Like,
it sounds
man,
like it's
two
a day.
Days.
It sounds like it's a day of shooting.
Yeah, you guys will be done by 6, blow by 8.
Hopefully probably likes
train by one.
Pete Holmes probably living up in New York and likes to have dinner with his friends and family. That's the way he likes to do it.
Like I think.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be so dazzled by us. He's going to say, "Let me take you to dinner."
You guys,
This is going to be wonderful. And Sarah, have you done this type of thing before?
No, I'm crapping my pants because honestly, I really am. Like, I am not an actress. And I actually have to say, Rob, I think, was such a natural and like was really good. And I felt like in our rehearsal, like our demo reel or whatever, that I was kind of like a little cheesy or whatever, which is perfect actually for morning radio.
I thought our chemistry was great. And I was really, really shocked. I thought you were such a natural. You do so much TV, but you've never done scripted TV?
Never done scripted.
Okay, and so this is going to be an adventure.
Yeah, it really is.
And you've never done scripted TV, have you?
No.
Not really, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be
I've done
very,
precious
very cool.
little TV
but
at all.
But this is all organic. Think about it. when we worked at CBS Radio, now Entercom, right? Mm-hmm. They would once in a while, I would hear rumblings. And Don and Mike went through this where you would get taken to the West Coast and you get maybe one walk-on role. Or you're
King of
the,
Queens.
Yeah, or you get in the back.
Right.
It never happened while in my iteration of being a talk show host. That just stopped happening.
Right.
This is so natural. It's not even about promotion. It was, Sarah had a contact. They reached out to her. Rob was just being a nice guy. We put a nice product on the table. They sent it to New York and they said, these guys know what they're doing. Let's do this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is. You solved the problem for them, obviously.
Yeah, we worked it out.
It was pretty quick. They needed a Lester.
Why not him?
Yeah, it was very fast. As a matter of fact, they weren't originally supposed to shoot, I think, until next month, and they moved it up.
When does it come out? Anybody know?
No, they haven't even announced the drop of season 3 yet.
Okay.
So remains to be seen.
Mike, I feel like I didn't know you were interested in this, but now I'm going to find the next role for us, Mike.
Like no, you and me. I'd rather stay in Maine, to be honest with you.
What if they could shoot in Maine?
Sorry. If they could shoot in Maine, I'll let them come on the boat.
Stephen King. You, me.
Yeah. I want to be in a horror movie. Basically, on the fact that you know what, I'll take a roll if I can get hot water back in the house today. I'll
the Phantom of the Hot Water Heater.
That's it. Well, this is crashing on HBO. It's very, very exciting, and it's going to be something that we're all going to look for. And it's a very successful show.
Tentpole
on HBO
program, Sunday night program.
Yes, it's going to be Sunday night programming, and I think it's going to be fantastic. And keep us posted as to what's going on with this, Rob. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
You bet, I'll be here.
No excuses.
Is your wardrobe, do you know what your wardrobe is, Sarah?
The same as Lester's, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're about the same shoe size.
Tommy Bahama shirt.
I said to everybody that would listen, I said, 100% chance they go through a whole fitting and they say, here's a Hawaiian shirt. That's what it'll be.
You'll be wearing. Sarah, good luck. And we will have you back when you guys come. I want to hear all about the experience, warts and all. And and good luck with everything. And
perfect.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, fellas.
Let's take a break. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, I'd like to talk about NBC's coverage of the British Open. I know you hate me talking about golf, but I don't care. I'm going to just get it out of my system with that and a lot more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea, your heartthrob from the Italian mob.
Have you ever thought to yourself,
the one thing missing in my life is a nice Italian cannoli? Well, you've come to the right place. In an effort to please the female audience, the Mike O'Mara Show is letting me have my own show, but I won't be alone.
That's right! Dan the Fan Man here to tell you about our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. Our brand new radio show that has everything. Hijinks, low jinks, and in-between jinks.
I am the cannoli as I am tempting, Italian, and oozing for you.
And because I'm white, I'm the cream. And that's about it.
So come and listen to our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. And get it while it's still warm and bursting at the seam.
Available on the Less Broadcast Network.
Ciao, Ben.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you have a refi on your mind, listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Rates continue to rise, and the Fed has announced 5 more rate hikes in the next 2 years. You gotta lock in now while rates are still super low and you can get cash out for any reason. Debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, new copy, eliminating PMI, home improvement, a slot machine, or anything else. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates, whether it's a purchased refi or debt consolidation. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. Yes, Oscars and
Mike, ta-da. I know you want to get to the NBC coverage of the British Open.
Oh, it's not a priority. I just want to bitch a little bit.
Just a quick pin, and we can discuss this even tomorrow, but I don't want to forget, it's been about a week now that I've been trying to remember this.
Right.
Is that I've you know, half our interns, they're Motley Crue. Some of them are Goonies. Some of them will go on and do wonderful things in
good
life.
Things, yeah.
They'll far exceed our expectations. But the most part, for the most part, it's a land of misfit toys, right? Mm-hmm. Excluding Maddie. And I just say that with all respect. And Grace. Grace is pretty sharp. Everyone else, we're still mowing along here.
Right.
Andrea has his own flair, right?
Yes.
And Andrea, while he's the sympathetic diabetic, the romantic amongst all of us, he has some quirks about him. And he actually posted a picture of him working on his laptop.
Right.
And he's working on inside of a desk tent. And if you wonder, well, what's a desk tent? Imagine a tent for you to go camping, but it's on your desk. It's almost like a cocoon-like shape.
Is the idea of it to take those cubicles and assure maximum privacy?
But he's doing it at home. Which creeps me out.
Now we've landed on the weird planet.
Yeah, we're on a level 10, and I've been wanting to ask him for some time, do you live in a hostel? Like, what is going on have to throw a little igloo up for you to work?
Right.
And he's here today, so if you don't mind, I'd love to ask him.
Bring him in. Let's find out.
I also want to kindly ask him to wear less cologne. So yeah,
I can tell when he's here.
Yes, we'll take care of those two things.
Let's bring him into the guest chair that I can't see.
Yes, the sympathetic diabetic. Please. We'll figure that out.
Your heart throbs from the Italian mob. That's right.
Hello, Andrea. Nice to see you.
Let me ask you, Andrea. If I put you right next to Rob, where that big bottle of water is,
do we have Andrea's music?
Yes.
Yeah, I can have it.
Do you mind scooting over, Pony? Scoot him over so see if Mike, if he can be closer to. Yeah, let's go around to the other side here. Let's shimmy around. Don't hurt yourself. You're fine. You got headphones. Do you see Michael Mara?
A little bit more.
Rob. Don't be shy.
No, hi, Andrea.
There you go.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm good and close. Great. That's be a buddy. Attaboy.
There it is. Andrea, how have you been? How's the beaties? How's the diabetes?
Oh, the beaties is fine, I have to say. Yes.
Okay. Why, Oscar had to bring you in to ask you the question about why you work at home in a tent. I'm curious about that.
Saw that on your Instagram. Apparently, you have a desk tent. And we didn't know if you lived in a hostel or you lived, you're homeless. We don't know what's going on.
No, it's not a tent. It's like, it's this desk, which is covered. And the reason why it's covered is it prevents me from distraction, which is great.
Is that something something you brought from the old country?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are you in a dorm room? Are you in an apartment? Are you in a condo? Type of place do you live in?
It's like an apartment.
Do you have roommates in the apartment?
No, I live. It's just me.
It's just you.
Yes.
What would distract you in your own domicile that would require a tent? This is a little odd, Andre.
Yes.
Well, like, you know, I usually get distracted by little things, so it's like I insulate myself in order not to distract myself.
Okay, let's stop right there. We'll backtrack a little bit. So, for example, you're distracted by little things.
Yes.
A house fly, a light bulb turning on and off. Is this a problem? Do you have problems with concentration? Is that what this is?
No, I don't have any problems with concentration. But like, it's good motivation. You know, it's good motivation.
What is good motivation?
Well, it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain
bastard. What's going on here? I'm trying to figure this out.
Because he has really, he's learning audio editing and he's addicted to it. He can't stop.
Yes.
Right.
And so I think maybe, is this somehow feeding your addiction by saying like, molto, molto focused on your editing? Is that part of that?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
it is. Is it a lighting issue at all? I mean, do you like to have the... Andrea, I'm trying to cut through this right now. You're in your own apartment and you got a tent over your head. What the hell for? Well,
we all think you're off in the tent. What are you doing? I know you're not eating or drinking because you're a diabetic.
Is it a lighting thing or is it? You said it's concentration?
Yes. Yes. It's just a focus.
Really? It's just a focus thing. I'm totally confused.
Do you have like an ADD thing going on where if you don't have that, you're going to have a hard time staying focused? Or is it just particular to this issue?
No, I just...
That's perfect, guys. Just leave it right there. That's good. That camera shot is very, very nice. So everything is cool?
Yes.
Okay. And you, what type of? Yes, go ahead.
Are you doing anything illegal?
No.
If the FBI came and they ran forensics on your computer,
they would find a lot of editing. That's what they would find.
Tent over your computer, do you just find that it's easier to immerse yourself in your work? Is that the prop? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. It makes me
more concentrated. This might be something that helps Tony when he's working.
I think
he
could help a lot of people. Do you special order this tent? Is there a website?
No.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't make it. I have no ability to make it. Okay. Not make anything.
He has no ability to make anything.
All right, we got
to
work on your explanation for all your quirkiness. But one thing you can work on is the amount of cologne you wear into the studio.
Yes. What is the? What are you wearing, Andrea? What is your cologne?
I think this one is a Dior. Dior.
Yeah. He's Italian. Italian. They make the.
It smells wonderful. The one issue we have is that not everybody responds to cologne the same way.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it. I love it. And I wear a lot of cologne myself.
But I can say this. I know when you're here. And I will also say that if you wore even just a little more, if you smelled any sweeter, it would complicate your diabetes.
Very good.
So you may want to back off just a hair.
One pump.
One spray. Yeah. One spray.
And then walk through it.
Yes, walk through it.
And hey, Dior, what are you doing? You're Italian. Put on Versace. Get out of here. Thank you very much. Get out of here. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.
Appreciate you dropping by. Always fun to visit with our quirky interns.
Somebody put him on a no-fly list.
I have 2 minutes to get this off my chest, all right? This is, I don't know why. And I don't know if I think I'm in a pretty large club when I talk about my love of Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
That because his fall from grace was so public, because he was in his day so great a golfer, and because I love golf so much and I watch it, I think I'm like a lot of men in America. I would like to see the great comeback. And once again, he teased us yesterday.
Got close.
He fell short of the win in the British Open, and it was speaking of Italian, Francesco Molinari, who won the British Open.
Would you like to hear him actually his winning shot?
Yes,
I would. Okay, here it is from the Open yesterday on NBC.
A brilliant final round for Francesco Molinari of Italy.
Yeah, damn it. Okay, turn it off. Thank you. I suck.
Thought you'd react to it that way.
I'm Dan, not Jim Nance. Is it Dan Hicks?
I think that's right.
Bob Hicks, whatever. I never remember his name because he's not memorable. But when the guy heckled Tiger, I think Dan Hicks said something. Well, that's what you have to expect when you play with it. No, you don't, Dan. You don't need to have to expect that. NBC with the... Now, first of all, I understand they use like the British crews. Mm-hmm. They don't... It's always been a challenge covering the British Open. It's never as good as it is when we cover it here in the United States. But at the same time, NBC, do you think as you're sucking the bags of your sponsors by doing a split screen, you're doing your audience any favor? you really think you think you're getting the best of both? No, you're not. You're splitting the screen and putting a loud commercial with no audio on the golf coverage, and it sucks, and it's cheap, and it's nasty. Mm-hmm. And the overall coverage with your human interest stories with Peter Jacobson and David Faherty, it just did not work for me. It really did not work. What works is covering the competition and having better camera shots and having more guys that are out there covering what's going on. And I thought that NBC overall, it was just a big bowl of meh when they were covering the British Open. And then that might be... You know, it might be affected by my disappointment in Tiger Woods not getting it done yesterday, because everybody wants to see the big story, which would be effectively one of the greatest comebacks in sports when you have your back fused and you come back and you do that.
How close?
So I was kind of bummed out with that.
How close was he?
He led for a little while, right? He was leading the tournament on the last day, and then he double bogeyed, and then he bogeyed. So he went. You can't make a mistake in a final round like that when everybody's bunched up. He double bogeyed, and then he bogeyed, and so that was it for him, and he never came back. He was never able to claw back, but it was just so tantalizingly close. And then we got to watch the boring players win, the players that show no emotion and just Molinari.
Would it kill them to make that course look a little better? Jesus.
Well, that's just the way the British
Open is. I know, but I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. It looks horrible.
It looks like crap. It looks like a moonscape. It really is. And by the way, Francesco Molinari, you would think a little Italian emotion, right? A little Italian.
No passion.
You would think falling down and go, oh, I'm so happy with a joy. I got a tears of joy. No, he was more like, yeah, okay, there we go. But that's why he played the way he played. I am firmly convinced I will never be, even on my level, a great golfer because I do not possess that lack of emotion. Mm-hmm. I do not do the steady Eddie thing. I can't do it. It's not within my genetic makeup. The guys that win are these little machines. The thing about Tiger is he's great and he shows that emotion, and it would have been cool to watch, but we didn't get to
see it. Why is it if you go back 25 or 30 years when there was emotion and there were characters on the course, they were still great golfers?
Right.
When did the turn happen that you had to be
sports
a machine?
Sports psychologist.
Is that what happens? Is that what did
it? I mean, that's a theory of mine. I think that they all are so inundated in modern sports with media and interviews and their time and sponsorships and the way you do this and that. It's just such a big, huge business now that you're not allowed to have the flighty guys, the quirky guys,
characters.
The goofy guys. It just doesn't exist. So you have these automatons that hit the ball 380 yards and they just sit there and they grind away and they don't get, the highs don't get really high, so the lows don't get really low. F you. How about a little something strange and wonderful? I like a guy, how about a club being thrown?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
How about a fist fight with a spectator, right? That would be fantastic. Come on. That would be good.
But NBC couldn't handle that.
Tiger proved one thing yesterday. He proved that he is more than capable of winning at this level, and he may be for the next couple of years. He's got a window now where I think there's the chance that he could win one of the big tournaments. He certainly could win a tournament based on his talent level, and it would have been fun.
Did you think we would ever see this? Because
no,
I think a long time ago he gave up, He gave up?
No, when he got pulled over for the for narcotics, when he was all Xanaxed up and his pain relievers, and I thought his back was done. I thought, I've had back issues. There's nothing at that level to be able to play with your back fused together. I think he's an amazing physical specimen that he's able to even do what he does. But he's now playing, as far as his talent level, just like he used to play.
Wow.
It's stunning. He can't close the deal as well as he used to, but it's fun to watch. And by the way, my wife disagrees with me. Said, is your boy playing again today? Is your guy, your man, Tiger? And I'm like, she hates what Tiger did.
Oh,
she
come
thinks
on.
He's a sleazeball.
Forgive and
like
forget.
Him. She doesn't
like
know.
A
she's
decade ago.
Yeah. Nah, she doesn't like him. She doesn't like him. She thinks he's a scumbag.
We all slip up once in a while.
Couldn't do anything
I think
better
all the
for
men
the game.
Out there, he's just being a dude.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Or 50
he
times
wins,
like Tiger.
If he wins another tournament, a big one, it's nothing better that could happen to the game. That's the best thing that could happen to the game of golf.
It's the best thing that happened to game of golf, and it would probably to be the incredible story would be the Masters. That would be. So we'll have to wait and see. But NBC, okay, that's what I have to say about your coverage. Terrible. And Peter Jacobson, you're not funny. All right, you are, but you're not funny. I know you do the impressions of all the golfers and stuff like that, but really, putting on silly hats. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the matter?
And wear less cologne.
Okay, wear less cologne. Come on now. Make sure it's an Italian cologne. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Informed. Intelligent. Irreverent. Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Helsinki incident. President Trump creating a moral equivalency between American intelligence and Putin's denials. Have we finally hit rock bottom? Is the president a traitor? Tune in, find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year. The senior citizens are blocking the corn again.
Again!
Your coworker doesn't know what wakeboarding is. Todd is complaining about the heat, and your family thinks your restaurant might still be open. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you gap-toothed simpleton, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that is so great it can change you from a sobbing Williams into a silly crystal. La la la. I hear that John Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Only talking about Shaft, then we can dig it. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer. Bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you.
News.
Billboard has put out their annual Music Moneymakers list.
Ah.
which ranks the 50 artists who raked in the most money last year. The estimates include stuff like music sales, streaming, ringtones, publishing royalties, touring. Those are the big money money makers these days. They only count U.S. sales and touring, so anyone who spent a lot last year touring abroad, won't have that income added. I don't care.
I don't care.
U2 is number one with an estimated net income of $54.4 million. Garth Brooks. Can you believe it? Still a close second, $52.2 million. Here are the top five. U2, Garth Brooks, Metallica.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. There's somebody that deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Sheeran. That's the way that
he should
goes.
Tour with Metallica.
Metallica.
That'd be a good double bill.
Some stars will sign autographs wherever, whenever. William Shatner is not one of them. Mr. Tambourine Man.
Denny Crane.
The other day, someone put on Twitter called him rude for not signing in public, so he put him in their place. He said he does Comic-Con, which is, of course, going on this past weekend, and other conventions to meet with fans because otherwise it gets out of hand. Quote, if I'm out and about with family or waiting for a plane... And I do it for one, an instant line of 50 forms. So if I say no to number one or number 21, it's the same. I'm a jerk. So to save time, the answer is no. Oh, shut up, William. Anything. Now, he's been super deluxe famous for a million years.
Yeah.
But anytime I'm out in public, I'm doing something. I value my personal time above all else. Oh. I sign autographs constantly for charities and other organizations. I'm just not going to take autograph or photo requests in public because one leads to 50, which leads to hundreds, which I don't have time for.
If you want a treat, right. I got this by accident the other day. I think it might be called Extra TV, and sometimes I TiVo Heart to Heart.
Mm.
At the beginning of Heart to Heart, if it starts too soon, it has the end of the show before it, which in this case was TJ Hooker.
Okay.
And if you have a chance, go on YouTube and watch the closing credits of TJ Hooker to watch a silhouette of William Shatner running with a girdle on. It's really great television. That was his girdle era. Yeah.
Celebrities often hear fans say, your work saved my life. But at Comic-Con, Jamie Lee Curtis heard it from a guy who meant it literally. It was during a panel for the new Halloween, which marks 40 years since Jamie Lee starred in the original as Laurie Strode, and 20 years since she returned to the franchise in Halloween H2O. The guy told the story of how he was once in a situation where a man entered his house with a knife. He said, quote, the thought came to my mind, what would Jamie Lee Curtis do? What he did was grab some knitting needles, just like Jamie does in the movie, but he didn't stab the guy like Jamie does in the movie. He was able to run outside and scream for help like Jamie does in the movie.
Okay.
He teared up as he told her, quote, I'm here today because of you. I'm a victor instead of a victim because of you. You're the only reason I came to Comic-Con this year. Jamie came down off the stage and gave him a hug. Well, she stabs the guy with the knitting needles.
Yeah, and what did this guy do? What did he do? Make socks?
I don't know what he did. He didn't need the knitting needles.
You don't need knitting needles to yell.
Painful.
Yeah. No,
it's the celebrity stalking culture. That's exactly what it is. If you throw up in an Uber, you'll get hit with an extra charge of up to $150.
Yeah,
I've talked about this to a certain degree.
I didn't puke in the Uber.
No, but it was on your account.
Yeah, my account.
You're right.
The newest scam drivers are pulling is vomit fraud.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've heard about this. They claim you threw up even if you didn't. They might even include fake photos. You knew it had to happen. If it happens to you, you can go through a long appeals process with Uber. Don't make it that long. And if they do finally take your side, it can take a while to get reimbursed. Thanks, Uber.
Why would you bother?
Thanks so much, Uber.
Do you remember the guy that we had the Uber with in New Orleans? And he said, and if you feel sick, there are bags back there.
Yes.
He was very, very clear. But it was part of his opening spiel.
Well, that's somebody who's being responsible and not trying to scam them. By the way, if it's a hassle and they're making a hassle for passengers, that's going to encourage the drivers that are scamming people
to keep doing it, which sucks.
A couple named Robert and Fallon Griffin were dropping their two daughters off at a Chick-fil-A in San Antonio, Texas last Tuesday when Fallon went into labor with their third daughter. But it was okay because the Roots were playing.
No, I'm sorry.
Robert delivered the baby in one of the Chick-fil-A bathroom stalls, and mom and baby are doing great. The hospital they ended up at put born at a Chick-fil-A right on the birth certificate. And they listed Robert as the attending physician, even though he's not a doctor. Now, here's the cool part. The baby's name is Gracelyn. And the owner of the Chick-fil-A franchise is giving her free Chick-fil-A for life.
Hey!
That's cool.
So she also got a job offer. He said, the main guy at Chick-fil-A said, once that she's old enough, he'll hire her, no questions asked. And I added a little something to that. Not even the one about her sexual orientation.
Hey, Chick-fil-A, it's a little dig.
Free Chick-fil-A for life. She'll eat all that stuff, and then she'll be dead at 28. So it's really not that much of an offer.
Thanks, Chick-fil-A. And now a little something-something. A 47-year-old guy in Storm Lake, Iowa. Anybody ever been to Storm Lake?
No.
Oh, it's wonderful. He's facing harassment charges after he told a bunch of kids he was going to eat them earlier this
day. That's funny.
Well, it's even funnier when you find out what his actual name is.
What?
King Kong. His full name is King Kong Chol. And yes, his parents are either idiots or huge monster movie fans.
Yeah.
He walked up to a group of kids on July 11th, said he wanted to season them with a bag of salt and eat them. Then he chased them into an apartment complex. He also made similar threats to a woman and her one-year-old baby nearby. Mm. Now, police think that alcohol may have been a factor.
Really?
You think? Yeah. Because he'd also been arrested 4 days earlier for public intoxication.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for King Kong Chul, this will delay his planned trip to New York City and his visit to the Empire State Building. There you go. That's an old King Kong humor. Get those biplanes. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There he is.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Monday. We have something very, very special to announce on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hmm.
I'm not going to give you any other hint other than it is something that has a great deal of good taste.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's all I am telling you. Be prepared for this. Ladies and gentlemen, on Monday's show, we will announce our first annual TMOS fundraiser of the year.
Ah.
And it is a fundraiser for the show to keep this show solvent, keep this show alive, keep this show broadcasting for you, and it's something that you can do that will be phenomenal for you. Mm. You've clamored for it for years, and now we're going to make the big announcement on Monday. So be ready. It's something that will be... I thought you were going to play that special music you had.
Oh, no, that's for the promo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. I wasn't sure. Anyway, we were talking a lot during the opening. It's wonderful, and it's something that's going to be special. And we'll tell you all about it on Monday. We'll be teasing it on social media. We'll be talking about it all week. And it'll be driving you nuts because it'll be as cryptic as this. Get ready for a big announcement for our annual fundraiser that's coming up on Monday's show right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, July 23rd, 2018. Take it away, Rob.
Do you remember a few weeks, maybe a couple months back, I had a tape where they removed the laugh track from Friends and it made him seem really weird. What's
I remember
his name?
That.
Not David Schwimmer. What was the character name? Russ.
Ross.
No, Ross.
Ross Geller.
Made Ross seem really...
Ross and Rachel.
Really creepy. Well, they've done something new that I like much better because it's not creepy. Now it's goofy. They've taken an episode of Friends and replaced all the laugh track with the laugh of Seth Rogen.
Hi!
How was the honeymoon?
Oh, incredible. Oh, champagne, candlelit dinners, moonlight walks on the beach. It was so romantic. Oh.
So where's Mike?
Oh, he's at the doctor. He didn't poop the whole time we were there. Shoot, I wasn't supposed to tell you that. I mean, okay, he's at a gig.
A gig we are definitely not going to. Glad you're back. I really need your help.
Oh, why? What's up?
Well, I have an audition for this play, and for some of it, I have to speak French, which, according to my resume, I'm fluent in.
You shouldn't lie on your resume.
Yeah, you really shouldn't. By the way, how was that year-long dig in Cairo?
Oh, that's really funny.
It's okay.
They did a whole episode like that.
So good.
The laugh track is Seth Rogen?
Yeah, that's it.
For the entire laugh track?
The entire laugh track. I found it addictive. I just love it.
That's really funny. He's got the definitive pot laugh.
He does. He really does. Are you watching it all Celebrity Family Feud?
No.
And I think the problem is, and I love Steve Harvey, but the celebrities aren't really celebrities.
Yeah.
On the most recent one, it was Ali and AJ, the pop singers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they've been really relevant for about 5 years, but they did an answer that I did like. This is a pretty good moment from Celebrity Family Feud.
We asked 100 women, name something you'd like to do to Steve Harvey while he's sleeping.
Sex?
Okay.
I mean, sex. We're getting controversial, but...
Please wake me up. Sex!
Unbelievable. This is your
100
show.
100 women? Nobody? Not even two? My God! How ugly am I?
You wake up Steve Harvey for sex, Mike. Wake him up. Congratulations to Mark Wahlberg, who took to Facebook over the weekend to announce that he's opened up his first automobile dealership, Wahlberg Chevrolet, in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio, not the New England area.
Here is his high energy announcement.
Wahlberg Chevrolet, Columbus, Ohio, 3900 Broad Street. Let me tell you something. With hard work, dreams come true. I've always been a car fanatic. Now, I'm able to be part of such an amazing, iconic American brand. I'm so blessed. Make sure you come check it out. Wahlberg Chevrolet, Columbus, Ohio, and I'll be there soon. God bless.
God bless. He's come a long way from here.
Is he not... Is he not like... I mean, he's got tons of cash, right?
Yeah,
I'm totally down with the.
Maybe
he's feeding her family. Like that.
Maybe it's a distant cousin that's like, "Hey, I want to get into the car dealership."
Is he trying to schmooze the fam? I think maybe. Yeah, who knows what his motive is?
I didn't know
if it was in Los Angeles or New England next to Wahlburgers. I get it, but
yeah, and I don't know
Wahlburgers.
Why is
I'm
there
totally down with Wahlburgers?
Yeah, yeah.
Are there any Wahlburgers in Ohio?
I don't
probably
think so.
Wahlburgers. Yeah,
I'm thinking about taking Marcus to Wahlburgers before the Red Sox.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, nice. That'll be nice.
If you knew about the details, I imagine.
I'll find out. I haven't heard from Marcus. I haven't heard from you, so I'll call, but I don't want to appear too eager since you're the one giving us the tickets.
Have you ever...
I did get my sister's place for that night, though, you know, in case. You said the whole family could come down, but I haven't heard. Is he pissed at us or what?
No,
I think
we're in a good spot with him right now.
I don't talk
to
him.
Is he trying to be cool or what? Is he waiting for me to reach out to him? I don't know.
Ooh, we're just a few days away, right? So
yeah, maybe we're a few days away.
Maybe he's the last minute type of guy. Who knows?
This is the last I'm going to say. I'll wait to hear from him. If I don't hear from him, we can do something else on Saturday night.
Yeah, sure.
Would be nice to go to the game, though.
Would be.
I'd love to go to the game. Be fun.
Have a hamburger.
I haven't looked at the forecast. Have a Wahlburger.
Yeah. Mmm. Yeah. And buy a Chevrolet automobile.
Exactly, Rob.
I'll meet you in Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of good vibrations, that hit from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, there is a new sex toy out. It is controlled by Amazon's Alexa.
Ooh.
Did you know that? You can actually control the sex toy by talking to Alexa. Sounds a little like this.
Welcome to the Alexa Love and Skills. Let's have some fun.
Let's play with Hush on low.
Hush is now on low.
Please my partner with Lush on medium.
Can you stop it for a second?
I can.
What is Socks in the Mouth saying? I mean,
it is. Because
he's going, please, what's the matter with the guy talking?
Well, he's British, and the problems are multifold.
Oh,
okay,
now that I know it's British, I'll listen for the accent.
But the product, I believe, is called Lush.
Mm.
And what happens is you tell...
That's why it sounds low.
If you tell Alexa to put it on medium... It will vibrate at a medium rate. So you can control it using voice control.
I figured that. And it's sitting on the counter where the condenser microphone is.
Exactly.
Medium.
Alexa, make my partner moan with Lush.
Making your partner moan.
Make me scream with Hush.
So now you don't even need to be there.
The name partner, and this is not sexually based.
Right.
It's not about being gay or not gay or straight. Just saying to Alexa, my partner really means, like, it's not, it is so sterile, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's very, so very, sterile. What about saying, hey, make my boyfriend,
even
my
lover,
girlfriend, my
Alexa,
lover, something.
Make my lover moan with ecstasy.
I think this guy's partner is himself.
I do too. I think it's probably very possible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Alexa, get on the Wi-Fi. Alexa, get off the Wi-Fi. On,
Alexa!
Off, on, off.
Stay in me, boom.
Oh, no. All right. Let's
hide the salami.
Hide the password.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll close with this. When a guy posted on YouTube sound of his dog whining, I found it not very remarkable. This is the dog whining. It sounds like this. I'll let you hear it a few times.
Okay.
Now, we all have dogs. We've all heard our dogs whine, and you know that's something that you have to deal with. But someone is very clever, and they said, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like the sound at the beginning of the Britney Spears song Toxic. And not only does it sound like it, it actually is on pitch. Nothing was altered here. This is the actual whine and the actual song Toxic. So the only, this goes to show, the only thing better than a smiling dog is a singing dog, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.